This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
How about doing ENN then?
This is ENN, don't you know?
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Well, yeah, but what do I care about underwear trends?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
By far, the best intro ever. It's ENN, sponsored by Coors Seltzer. Coors Seltzer is looking for volunteers to help save our rivers. Whatever you're doing, if you drink a Coors Seltzer, you're volunteering. Each 12-pack sold will help restore 500 gallons of river water. Drink a seltzer, help save the Hudson River. Details at CoorsSeltzer.com. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
I hear that Young is tight.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Baby Ruth.
No.
Not bad.
Well, guys, Ezekiel Elliott is willing to take the blame for the rip-hug Dallas performance last night.
What?
Yeah, they were bad. Real bad.
It's inhumane!
That's how it felt.
100% you had to enjoy that as a Washington football team fan, right, Peter? I did.
Yeah, I did, except I threw a little late money on the Cowboys.
Oh, see, that'll balance it out. See, that's so sweet.
That was boxing money he won. Blood money.
Wait a minute. You're ripping RJ?
Yep.
And then you threw money at it?
Yep.
That's why I ripped him.
Yeah. That's
exactly
right.
Because he followed his lead. 2 weeks in a row, RJ has been terrible.
Because I knew it was a sucker's bet. And I knew the public always pounds the Cowboys. And really, the smart bet is, Don, you've been talking about all year that Kyler Murray is very tough to stop. And we know the defense in Dallas is awful. But I saw that short line, and I was like, oh, RJ loved the Cowboys. I was playing with house money after my big Teofimo Lopez win over the weekend. I threw a little 50 spot at it. See what the boys could do. 38-10.
How did you bet since you're in New York? How did this bet come about?
You know what? It's a tremendous question.
Did you call Don? Did you bet with an illegal bookie?
I drove to New Jersey.
To make a bet. I find that very hard to believe.
This was done illegally.
This was done for an hour. After you got off the show at 7, that means you had an hour and a half to get in your car,
you don't know,
drive over to the George Washington Bridge, then make a U-turn in Fort Lee and come back. I can't see you doing that.
Didn't do it.
Don't lie to us.
That's exactly what I did. I'm glad you said that.
Your mother and father are in town. There's no way you did that.
We did it together. We drove together.
It is like natural born killers.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Thank you, Mom. Let's hear from Zeke Elliott, who takes blame for the loss.
I'm just going to keep saying it over and over. I started the game out with 2 fumbles, gave the ball away, and that gave them all the momentum that they needed to go and take off. I want to say I'm sorry, and this one's on me, and I need to be better for this team.
Love it. Gotta love it.
You gotta
do. Anti-Jet.
See how easy that is?
So easy. Not for the Jets. Very hard.
I didn't care for Keyshawn's answer defending Greg Williams.
It was, well,
now that might, he might be telling the truth. That might be what Greg Williams was thinking. But then didn't say that. You know, I don't have to answer to you. He knew exactly what he was doing, Williams. He's circling the wagons. Because when this thing blows up, don't blame me.
I got to tell you guys, I didn't think Keyshawn had a great bounce back performance after last week. Skipped last week, and then he came in this week kind of up and in and defensive. And he basically called Tim McCarthy his receptionist. Which I thought was crazy.
That offended Tim, me, frankly, as a friend of Tim's.
Tim, our GM, keeps his schedule?
You do it weekly. It's in the title.
It doesn't change every week. It doesn't even change on Thanksgiving week. Tuesday's a regular show.
Every Tuesday.
Right. RJ Bell's changes on Thanksgiving week. He goes on Wednesday then.
But by and large, I mean, this is very easy. And then came back. He was a Jet. He was a real Jet. Pointed fingers every which direction. But Ezekiel Elliott wasn't the only man to take blame for the loss.
Who else?
Mike, no.
Let's hear Mike McCarthy on the loss.
Very disappointing home loss here this evening. And frankly, until we get off this turnover ratio, negative 12 for the year, we're not playing well enough as a football team to overcome those critical errors. It happened again tonight.
A lot of heavy breathing in that.
A lot of heavy breathing, which means things aren't going well. You know?
It looks like they're going well at the buffet.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's not right.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a heavy guy. So, I mean, when I thought the year off from Green Bay to Dallas that he might have tightened things up, made things young, but no.
Kyler Murray.
You
can
make the case that
perfect.
Michael lost the weight so he could tell those jokes.
No, well, Michael, I'm still heavy. I hear that young is tight.
Michael never had to lose Mike McCarthy weight. You know?
Because Mike McCarthy weight, he'd have to lose an entire RJ.
Yeah, I
full
think
RJ.
Being kind.
Full RJ.
A full RJ.
You might lose an RJ a day.
Do you realize how tough it must be when Freddie Keegan wants to lose weight? That how unfortunate his last name is.
Right. Every time he thinks of his last name, he wants to eat.
Freddie Keegan.
Right. Let's go eat.
It's not as unfortunate as the last name Tubin this week, but it's unfortunate. Kyler Murray, perfect at AT&T Stadium, 5-0 in high school, 1-0 in college, and now 1-0 in the NFL. He's very good.
Beautiful.
Kyler Murray.
The Cowboys have 6 of their last 10 games are on the road.
Well, they better get together. This week they'll have an opportunity because they play Washington. Now, the amazing thing is, at 2-4, the Cowboys are still in first place.
The only team since the merger, which in 1970, to after 6 weeks, to lead a division with an under 500 record.
My question is, what do you say today if you're Ron Rivera?
Go for two. He's screaming that.
I love the defense. That's who he is. All right. Hey, don't put Charles Manson in jail. He's just doing it. It's his nature. That's just who he is.
That's a big comparison. I like that you went all the way.
You know? It's a jump. It is a jump, Peter.
It's a jump. Yeah. It's a jump for going for it on fourth all the way to serial killer, but
I'm not comparing Ron Rivera as a serial killer. I'm just saying I just hate when people are like, well, that's what you hired. You knew what he was. That's what he is.
But you know what? Well, it is an indictment on Daniel Snyder. You hired a guy who does irresponsible things as a coach. That, I can't believe there are a lot of people out there that are defending it. Well, percentage-wise. There are certain times that you take a percentage and throw them away because his team, his defense would not have allowed the Giants to score a touchdown.
I got to tell you, because I'm starting to feel it, guys, that in 5 to 10 years, we're going to be talking about football the same way we're talking about baseball, that analytics ruined.
Oh, absolutely.
You're starting to see it now where, like, everything you know, it doesn't matter. Just look it up. What are you going to do here? We're going to be playing at home. All right, this is where they run the ball. All right, this is where they kick the field. This is where they go for two. There'll be no feel.
I hope you're not
right. They'll be paying head coaches $35,000 a year, and it won't matter because it's all going to be done by some nerd someplace that would be too scared to play football.
You know what's amazing? I keep talking about if you could change it, because obviously it works. But Rob Manfred and then Goodell and even Silver in his own way should say all computers are banned from company property. Can't use a computer. Sorry, you can't use it. I don't want readouts or anything like that. They're banned. Now get back to playing the game that people like to see.
I mean, you can't. That's not possible. But I guess there's little things that you can do, like maybe outlawing the shift in baseball. Maybe you get rid of the two-point conversion in the NFL, although I'd hate to see that go because it makes, it gives teams chances that are down by 8, but I hope that football isn't going to turn out to be that way. But
Browns have done, Don.
Well, how's it? But at least baseball teams can say it works. Is it working for the Browns?
Other than little Baker Mayfield, who lives in the stadium, they've been pretty good. They've built up a pretty good team with a lot of talent.
Right. But you notice you said something there. They built up a team with talent. All right, you still need talent. Can we play the game?
But they got talent because what they did was, what's the guy's name? Paul D. DePodesta was hired to institute what the Astros did, and they tanked and they got great draft picks. They accumulated draft picks.
But I'm not talking about those type of analytics. I'm not talking about tanking. Tanking can happen.
But that was part of analytics, too.
I understand that, but I'm just talking about within the game itself, the decisions that are made, that it's not going to be about what you see, but what some printout from 6 hours ago tells you you're supposed to do. And if that's what analytics is, you know what, you know what with it, that two-point conversion, if it analytically made sense, that made zero football sense. In every way you look at football, that two-point conversion made zero sense. And it's an embarrassment to him and the Washington football team, because it'll be interesting if this division ends up being 6-7 wins, that's something to look back at and say that the analytics of it threw it away. But it might not even be that Rivera. He's a gunslinger, Michael. That's what he does.
Yeah, that's what he does.
I'm going to run out in traffic. Oh, that's what Don does. Leave him. Don't take him away. Let him go back home. He runs in traffic. That's what he does.
Peter, I got a very, very telling text from Chris Carlin just now. I wonder if you buy into this.
Go ahead.
He said, there's no doubt you've lost the weight to tell fat jokes. You're a rabid anti-fat type.
That's never... Truer words have never been spoken.
Well, no, that's not why he lost. I disagree. That's not why he lost the weight. But the second the weight comes off, he's going, oh, I can't wait to make a fat joke.
It was a major part of why. He said he was happy fat.
No. I felt great fat.
Right.
I did it for TV. That's the only reason I did it.
I can't stop thinking about if Ron Rivera was actually Charles Manson's coach. The sort of aggressive plays they'd be making. Can you imagine? Any hesitation, Rivera says, do it. Broad daylight.
Well, Manson probably would have been an unbelievable coach of something if he had gone straight, because he told those people to do things. He didn't do them.
That's a great point.
They he said, you anyway. Go do this, just like a football coach says, I want you to run in 120 degree heat.
He was a leader of men and women.
Right. He just applied it in the wrong way, but he was a leader.
That's a great point. You never hear people say that. You know, say what you will about Manson, but he was definitely a leader of men.
And women.
This is interesting, guys. Just got this email, and I popped up and I saw that the headline. I said, I got to read it. It says, greetings from your grandma's house. Okay. Pete, I'm writing because it's hard to get through on the K show, but I just wanted to say hi and let you know I'm a Cheap Heat fan. And since the Shoemaker days, he's my old co-host, and a K show listener since 1947. Anyway, my landlord, Lori, saw I had the show on a couple of weeks ago, and she told me she's your aunt. I live in one of the apartments in your grandmother's house in Rockaway.
So your grandmother's so wealthy she owns an apartment building?
I've also gathered that the nice older couple that was with her today are your parents. I figured I'd reach out to let you know you've got a fan at your grandma's house. Thought you might get a kick out of that.
He didn't answer the question, Don.
No, there's a lot of money.
Darren from Rockaway. Okay, you asked the question. Does my grandmother's mother bought this house in the early 40s? It's a house with with four apartments in it.
Don, my aunt now. You know what that means? She owns Left Rack City. That's what's going on.
Yeah, all of Left Rack City. That's exactly right. How'd you know that?
I could tell, because you're going to be in a lot of money one day. You're just doing this radio stuff as a hobby.
Oh, yeah. That's big. And by the way, my dad doesn't even own it. My aunt does. So
is your aunt your dad's sister?
That's right.
Does she have any siblings? Does she have any children?
She does.
I've learned this is a very big phrase. Who has power of attorney? Because if it's
Peter. I'm sure Nancy does.
Yeah, we know who does.
Peter's got a few POAs in the right place, Michael. It'll all be
POAs?
His.
You know what? You're a POS. Anyways.
Wow.
What?
Hot take.
Really?
Let's go.
I'm just helping you out.
Well, I know. I'm just joking. It just worked with the POA.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Let's go to the other game from last night, which we learned earlier, 12 million viewers. And CBS was running episodes of Murphy Brown last night.
The first incarnation, not the second
one. Not the reboot.
No, the original one.
I should have looked to see what CBS had on.
We could have used it on our segment, What's on CBS? But the Chiefs do beat the Bills 26-17 last night. And again... young Josh Allen, another player taking blame. Here's Josh Allen.
We weren't good enough. You know, I was not good enough. I got to do a better job. It's plain and simple. I didn't play very good tonight. I know that. I understand that. I can't afford, this team can't afford to have me play poorly. Early on, just not being as accurate with the ball as I should have been, making the right reads, making the right throws. And we turned it on a little too late there, obviously. But yeah, 16 and 17 points is not going to cut it in this league, but it didn't matter who we played tonight. If that's who we play, or if that's how we play, we're going to struggle to win games. So it is what it is right now. We'll learn from this. I'm obviously super frustrated with myself and how I performed tonight, and I can't do that to this team. So, I got to be better. I will be better.
Well, he missed Greg Williams' class at the new school.
Really? I mean, everybody that played yesterday took accountability. See what it sounds like?
It's fun, Greg. Try it. But don't get defensive about it.
You want to hear hear from Le'Veon Bell's new head coach?
You mean Andy Reid?
That's right.
Sure.
Let's hear from Andy Reid on Lev Bell.
We don't turn away good players, and he's a good one. So it's exciting to have him around, and we'll see how he does. He's got to get in the playbook and learn everything, but he's a pretty smart kid and been doing it a long time. So I don't think I'll have a problem with that. But I think if you talk to Clyde will sleep well tonight, as I think the other backs will. That one more guy, I don't think any of them will complain there.
Well, it's going to be Andy Reid is his first head coach since Mike Tomlin.
Yep. And it's interesting Andy's take about that the running backs are all going
slow.
Sleep well. They got an extra hand. Somebody's losing carries, right? Somebody's losing touches.
Yeah. I thought that. And it can't be happy.
Dolphins are naming Tua Tagovailoa their starting quarterback. According
I think there's
to
an N in there somewhere that you're leaving out.
Tua Tagovailoa?
I think it's Tua Tagovailoa. Although Tua Tagovailoa? It's not in the word that's pronounced Tagovailoa. Mm. Right, Don?
Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you're right.
I mean, you treat... You're like Baryshnikov with the English language, you know?
Well, I see...
Dancing. You dance with it.
You should see before games, Yankee games, when a team comes in and they just call somebody out. I go crazy to find the pronunciation. And I wish I was more like John, because I go to John and I go, well, how do you pronounce this guy's name? He goes, you know how you pronounce it? The way I pronounce it. That'll be it.
Just try to find consistency. Just make sure that you and whoever you're working with pronounce it the same way the entire game. But that's the bane of my existence with hockey. You can imagine
some of
these names.
That must be brutal.
And, a good guy to talk to, obviously you talk to the announcers of that team, they should know. But the PA announcer, too, could be very helpful.
You want me to talk to Paul Olden?
Oh, I got a few words that I'd like you to let him know.
Yeah, what would you say to him?
Nah, listen, I don't want, Raceman to write garbage again that I'm a dangerous person. I'm so over him.
Oh, he took a shot at you again this Sunday.
He did?
That you really don't like Rick DiPietro and what a shot you took at him. Really nasty stuff.
Michael, I read the article.
Yeah.
Nobody sent it to me because I was the two of us might be the only one that read it. It was basically a transcript. He got it dead on. He's perfect.
And did you hear from one person about it?
No. Like I said, I just stumbled upon it myself.
Wow.
But there's no issues. I had a nice text back and forth with Rick. We're good.
He's very down Rick did. On you.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys worked things out.
But Bob got, I don't know if you read it, Peter, Bob got it all right.
That's all you ask.
Was it good? So it wasn't a diss. Did he say it was entertaining?
Well, he kind of spun it.
There could be some real internal strife there.
Bob, no, Bob.
Look at that first
Bob,
round trip.
Bob.
He took something I said and then spun it into another topic.
Okay.
That I'm not comfortable with.
He's Bob. Literally Bob or and Phil have.
No, please don't. Please.
They've written so many times about the internal struggles that are right below the surface on these shows. And they're always so dead on. Don, remember when it was written that you and I really hated each other? We were on the verge of losing it after you threatened to beat me up?
Yeah.
God, I was making an face dead.
Meanwhile, I couldn't show more contrition. We couldn't
don't talk to me that way.
Well, I think we're closer. I think we're closer now than we were before that.
Nice backpedal. A lot hamstring of people must be pretty strong after that.
After one of them really threatens the other's life, yeah.
I never threatened his life.
Well, he said, smack your face dead. And let's
well, that's threatened life.
God, I was making an argument.
Smack his face dead, then he would not be alive anymore.
It's just something you say. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No,
it's just
one of my things. I will say this, Tom. It's not something anyone says.
No, it's something I say. I've said it a couple of times before. I don't know. I've been asked by people, like, what do you mean when you say, because it was something else. When I did the whole Pythagorean theorem thing, and then I said you're dead, and somebody said, "What do you mean by this?" I don't know. Words just come out of my mouth. I was just smack your face dead. You'd be numb.
Pythagorean theorem.
But you realize that words make the world go round. Each word has a certain meaning to it.
Yeah, but when you're in the middle of a rant, does it matter?
And I use words as tools. Listen, as
I don't regret it. Because you know what ended up being great radio. I feel closer to Peter.
See
that? You know,
I do too.
Me and Peter are young.
You're very young. I hear that young is tight.
That's right. And so we are very young, the two of us. I'm glad it happened. I would have been fine even if you did smack my face dead.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I was just upset. And the great thing about it, you've seen the wars Ryan and I have gotten into.
Oh, yeah. They've almost
fist-fought. We love each other. When you're like brothers, these are the kind of fights you get into.
That's right. Because you broke your brother's leg. You love him so much. You broke his leg.
That was an accident. It folded underneath him when I was dragging him down the stairs.
Well, why were you dragging your brother down the stairs? You think that's a normal thing?
It was horseplay. So you don't know. You didn't have a brother. Peter, you didn't have like horseplay with your brother? Wrestle around or whatever?
Yeah, with horseplay. Because you break his leg, then you got to put him down.
I wrestle with Marco now. Marco's now big enough. We wrestle.
Wow. I got to tell you, though, Don, Michael, when those moments happen where it seemed like Don and Hurley might really throw down,
right.
You see people back up. And that's a lot of energy. That's a lot of big man energy right there.
But we couldn't be closer. We couldn't be closer.
No, that's
an irresistible force, the immovable object.
You have had some of the nastiest exchanges with RPD of anybody in the station, screaming at him. Your face turns red like somebody just scored a goal in hockey. Please don't say you've never been closer. What a lie.
No, it's true. But these are what happens when you're close to people.
I'm close with him. I don't scream at him like that.
We just have, because we have the same sensibility. We don't let things go. We don't want to lose arguments. So when you got
Ryan
don't want to give
either.
We start screaming at each other. It's all good. It takes a man to just admit that you get into a fight and that you're right or wrong. It's good. Well, why does everything have to cripple relationships? So you have a nice airing out. That's good.
I think I've made this known over 19 years. You cross me once, you're done.
Do you think that's healthy, Peter?
Healthy for me. How's it working
out? Isn't it better
out?
That you, if you have a problem with somebody, you air it out, and then you know what? You feel 100% better.
I feel great with this laminated list burning a hole in my back pocket.
Tell them, people.
All right, guys, before we get out of this ENN, let's hear from Clayton Kershaw, who's starting game one of the World Series tonight. Here he is. On learning from past playoff successes and failures.
I think every year is different. You know, obviously postseason, you have that experience to draw on. So I'm just trying to, you know, learn from that as best you can. But, you know, at the same time, every year is different. Every team is different. The Rays are a different team than the Astros and the Red Sox. And, you know, I'm going to prepare like I always do and be as ready as I can be and excited about another opportunity to get it done.
I hope he does it. He's a good guy. He's done good things. He gives money to charity. I hope he pitches great.
Right. Now, And like I said before, if he pitches great tonight, I think that does more for his legacy, regardless of whether they win or lose, than if he gets shelled and they end up winning a ring for him.
But I think you've misunderstood this whole argument. I don't think it has anything to do with the rings. I really don't. It's just he's pitched poorly. If he pitches great tonight and they don't win, I think that helps his legacy.
But
if he pitches poorly and they win, I don't think his legacy has helped at all.
Yeah, but I'm spinning it off of what Buster said about Greg Maddux never has the answer to this because he won a ring in 95. And, yeah, he pitched well in game one of that series. But you're telling me if they didn't win the ring, that we wouldn't talk about Greg Maddux? Take a look at his postseason record. It's awful. He won like 360 games in his career. And you look at his career, you look at his postseason, it's awful.
I think that the clearest take on the World Series was given earlier, and I hope that it becomes a drop in the nether region in March.
I know.
Dodgers in 5 or 6, depending on how long it goes. Boog Shambi. I mean, that breaks it down for the people.
You know what it reminded me of?
Yogi Berra?
It was a Yogi, and it was kind of like a Woody Allen quip. It was like a Woody Allen or a Yogi quip. It was brilliant.
Honestly, with all that we did today, that's probably what I'm going to remember.
By the way, that'll do it for tonight's ENN on this, a Tuesday evening in New York.
Wow, good stuff.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.